The following telephone recordings are from March of 1981. This narration is being done in February 2023. I'll be talking as if this is happening in real time, but this exploration actually happened almost 42 years ago. The ContelNet was a CCSA, that's a common control switching arrangement, for the conglomerate that the Continental Can Company grew into. This particular CCSA was not administered by the Bell system, and frankly, I like the Bell system CCSAs better, but there are very few recordings of those. I do have some in early 80s program number 2. This one is nonetheless fascinating in its own right. The way I got into this is that I had a telephone sales job in 1980 and I found a dial tone. The dial tone was on just a regular Atlanta phone number, which when I made the tapes in 1980 and 1981, I used speed calling to reach. So you just hear me dial 2 digits to get that Atlanta dial tone, like this. When I got home and started exploring it, I found that you could call any in-company number in this Continental Can conglomerate on that dial tone. As an example, one of the codes that I found working was 281. 281 plus 4 digits went through to somewhere, so I tried dialing 2810-something and got this.
This is Richmond. May I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got you by mistake.
Okay.
Now, that's an example of calling one of the in-company numbers that can be reached by using that special dial tone that I found at the sales job. The other use of a CCSA is to make long-distance calls, but you can't do that on the number that I found at the sales job. I also found a similar number in New York through research, and you can't do it there either. In both cases, you get this.
The number dialed is invalid.
So in this case, there doesn't seem to be a need for a security code because all you can do is call in-company numbers anyway. But of course, some of the individual offices that you can call have telephone systems that are, you could say, leaky. The leaks, so to speak, become accessible because the ContelNet sends any last 4 digits that you dial after the office code to that particular telephone system, including numbers that are outside of the range of working extensions at that office. For example, 281, the Richmond office, does not have any extensions that begin with 6, so if you dial 281-6-something, it's not going to ring anyone's desk. Instead, you'll get this. This is the familiar intercept tone used by the Bell System's Dimension PBX, a pulse amplitude modulation PBX that began appearing in the mid-1970s. The fact that we got that, dialing an invalid 281,000 group, shows that the Richmond office is served by a Dimension. I actually used to work the switchboard at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta, which was served by a Dimension. Now remember one day, one of the doctors called up and said to one of the other operators, "I tried dialing that code, but all I get is a deedle deedle deedle." Well, we all had a chuckle about that, but from that day forward, my friends and I in Atlanta always referred to this as a deedle. Now the thing is, you're not supposed to get a deedle from the outside world, but ContelNet lets you hear it because it doesn't care what last 4 digits you dial. They all go to the telephone system being specified. So that's one half of what makes it leaky. The other half is this. Some of these PBXs will not only give you a deedle on invalid codes, they'll give you a dial tone on the working codes that are only supposed to be dialed from inside. So if I call 281-9111, this is the very same dial tone that people in the Richmond office get when they dial 9 for an outside line. So here's 411.
testing, ma'am. What city have I reached?
Richmond?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
From the tick that we heard after we dialed the last digit, we know that this 9 line for local calls from Richmond is number 1 ESS. Okay, now that is a Richmond dial tone, and if I knew somebody I wanted to call in Richmond, all I would have to do is call this access number that only lets you call numbers within the company and dial 281-9111, and then when I got the dial tone, I could call the person in Richmond, and it wouldn't even cost the company anything because it's a local call, and the connection we got to the Richmond PBX isn't metered. One strange thing about Dimension PBXs is that if you come in on a remote access number or from the ContelNet and you dial 9 and you get a dial tone, you can call long distance on it. So I make a point of not completing any charging long distance calls on a 9 line because that would make a bill where there shouldn't be one, and that's considered rude. But we can dial a non-completed long distance call. Let's dial a vacant code that'll get us a recording from the long distance tandem that serves this Richmond number 1 ESS office. That is the Richmond number 4 ESS. It's a new switch that they are in the process of transitioning to from the old 4A. The 281 Richmond Dimension also has a dial tone on 7, and that dial tone on 7 also accepts long distance calls. Let's try something vacant and see what we get there.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 8042. We are sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 8042. We are sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right, she may live in Richmond now, but she's from D.C. That's the only place where the word dial is spelled D-O-L-L. And this is actually kind of interesting. The dial tone on 9 is served by a number 1 ESS switch. We know that from this tick. And its long distance goes out on the new Richmond 4E.
804-3C.
The dial tone on 7, however, is served by a number 5 crossbar line. Right. And it goes out on the old Richmond 4A.
8042.
This is one of those things that made the network of the 1970s so special, that you could have two different switching machines serving the same physical address. Here you have one dial tone from a crossbar 5, the other from a number 1 ESS, and they go out on different long-distance switching machines. Now, out of curiosity, let's find out what the local vacant code recording in that ESS that serves the 9 line sounds like.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry.
Sounds like a Virginia Standard tape that they're using everywhere. Not as good as the old one.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
Although I have to admit I'd hate to have her as a school teacher, but anyway, now let's listen to the local vacant code recording on 7.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. Location, SSB 144. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. Location, SSB 144.
Well, that's actually very revealing. The ID SSB plus digits is heard in one particular place, and that is the Bell System's CCSA networks. Now, the Bell System's CCSA networks have nothing to do with the ContelNet, but here's why it is showing up. The Richmond PBX has what's called an outward Watts line. Watts, W-A-T-S, is Wide Area Telephone Service. You have inward Watts, which is the toll-free 800 numbers. Outward Watts is a service for making outgoing long-distance calls at a flat or reduced rate, and an Outward Watts line never gets incoming calls. It only makes outgoing calls. All of the calls are long-distance, and therefore the dial tone doesn't really have to come from a regular central office. They can use something nearby that is already associated with long-distance. Now, in Richmond, there is a Crossbar 5 tandem that is being used for all of the Bell System CCSAs in the area. It has a recording ID like this.
Location, SSB 144.
And being a Crossbar 5 switch, it has the capacity to give dial tones. Normally, it would have no reason to, but why not use it for outward watts? So they do. Now, the CCSA Crossbar 5 in Richmond never receives incoming normal phone calls, but it nonetheless does have a tone plant. We can find out what kind of tone plant it has by getting that dial tone on 7 and dialing pound, because Crossbar 5 always gives you a reorder tone from the originating register when you do that. Little interruption in the reorder. Yeah, that is a result of the trunk going off hook. I think the dimension does that after you've been on one of its outgoing trunks for a certain amount of time. In any event, after 49 seconds of reorder, this happens. That's because the originating register times out and normally would put the line back to dial tone. But the dimension catches that and sends a signal back to the ContelNet, which hangs up on us. So the tone plant in use is what's called Crossbar 5 ring. And actually, we can hear that ring on this next call, which was kind of a surprise. I decided to dial 0 on the 7 line and ask the operator if I was calling from a Watts line, and I was expecting to get TSPS, the modern ESS system that has the number you're calling from, which would have sounded roughly like this.
May I help you?
But instead, I got this.
Yes, I'm testing, operator. Is this the cord board or the TSPS?
Cord board.
This is the cord board. Am I coming in from a Watts line?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you've ever wondered why cordboard operators say, hang up for 10 seconds, sir, that's what you're hearing right now. Every time she pulls her cord out, if I haven't hung up, it starts ringing again. So you do have to hang up, but it really only takes 2 seconds. So that's really cool. The old cordboard still exists, but you don't get it from most Richmond area telephones. You get TSPS. Which I can prove, actually, because in 1978, from Bowling Green, Virginia, I dialed zero.
Mr. Hendricks, may I help you?
And it's in the Richmond long distance sector. Now, the access code most often used for CCSA from a PBX or a Centrex is 8. So, of course, when I dialed 281-8111, I was very happy to get this. Yes, this is the same CCSA network, but without the restriction that my local access number has. So we can call long distance. This is going to be the Chicago switch or the Connecticut switch. Here's something invalid long distance to find out. Connecticut. Anyway, there you have Richmond 281, an example of hitting pay dirt doing this research. You can get back into the CCSA, which will then allow long distance calls, many but not all of which will go through without even incurring a charge for the company. You can call Richmond people on the 9 line. You could use the outward Watts line, but most of those are not flat rate, so I'd just leave it alone. Before I go on, let me just reiterate that the backbone of the ContelNet consists of 3 switching machines, one in Chicago, one in the Norwalk, Connecticut area, and a 3rd one in Atlanta. When a number is sent to or from the Chicago machine from one of the others, DTMF is used, rather than MF. Between Connecticut and Atlanta, there's a data link, so the calls go through almost instantaneously and no tones are used. On the original tape, I referred to this instantaneous connection as CCIS, which is a term borrowed from the Bell system. In fact, it may be a different protocol, but the same basic idea. There's a data link so you don't have to use tones for sending the number or answer signals. Now, sometimes in investigating these telephone systems, one finds tie line codes that go directly to other systems. The 480 Dimension PBX in ContelNet's Chicago sector is a place where one of these tie line codes showed up. First, let me just mention something really special about 480, and that is that it has consistently terrible T-carrier trunks from the ContelNet. Now, we were just hearing the deedle from Richmond, which sounds like this. And actually, there is some T-carrier in that connection, but it's not really too bad as compared to 480. Let's hear the deedle in 480. And here's the ring from Richmond. Pretty good. Now here's 480. Anyway, 480 is a Dimension PBX where the last 3 digits of the number you dial in the ContelNet go through to the PBX. It turns out to have a dial tone on 6, which can be reached through the ContelNet. I tried 9, and 9 did not work in 480, but 6 does. And so here is 480-1611 dialed on my local number. This goes through to the Chicago switch, which rotary dials 611 into the 480 dimension over that awful T carrier, and because it's a dimension, the trailing 11 is ignored. The reason for that is that none of the telephones in that dimension PBX have a rotary dial. It's all touch tone. So once you get one of those dial tones for dialing out from there, only touch tone is paid attention to. Here's calling the dial tone that we get on 6 via 480. After apparently 10 seconds, it just stopped. Let's call it back and dial an 8 on it. Okay, we won't be getting the CCSA through this. Reorder came on without a tick. I think this is digital. I dialed a 3-digit extension. See that? The ring is 2 seconds long. This is not a dimension. It's something more modern that I'm not familiar with. Gonna call back and dial 0.
Testing, ma'am. What office did I reach?
Continental Whitecap.
Okay, how would I call you on the continent?
On the continent?
Yeah.
You dial 8-960-5090.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
She said Continental. Perhaps that's the correct name for the network. Everybody else I've talked to calls it the continent.
So many months into the research, I finally find out the correct name of the network, because everyone I've spoken to up to this point has referred to it as the continent. This is a pet peeve of mine, this laziness in paying attention to details and just changing words to something more familiar.
Hello, Kevin. I would suggest you hang up. We will be in contact with you in the next 24 hours, Kevin.
Kevin.
Anyway, let's dial 960 on my local access number and see how it goes through. Uh-oh, it's going through a Watts line. Crossbar 5. See, this is a major inadequacy with the ContelNet. It doesn't have enough inter-machine trunks, and so it overflows to a Watts line, goes out through the Bell system, and when it does that, it just calls the main number, and your call has to go through the operator, even if you dialed a valid extension. Had that call gone through the ContelNet itself, rather than the ContelNet using a Watts line, we wouldn't have heard this. Because that crossbar 5 incoming number is the way the outside world reaches the 960 PBX, not the ContelNet, except when it uses a Watts line. Here's 960 being dialed at a time when the Atlanta to Chicago connection was available, and so we stayed within the ContelNet, going directly to the PBX, which has a modern ring. Here we have lousy T carrier responsible for the fuzz and this buzz. That ugly buzz occurs whenever they build the trunk out of two different carrier systems in a rather unfortunate way. It's a trunk that uses the 2600 Hz signaling, but somewhere in the middle of its run, it's T carrier. So they have a 2600 controlled, probably N carrier trunk, hooked permanently to a T carrier trunk, and then back to an N carrier trunk, and the 2600 tones run right through the T carrier. The T carrier, of course, adds an annoying buzz to that loud tone, but then the N carrier filter at our end filters out the tone, leaving only the annoying buzz. Now it sounds as if the trunks from the Chicago switch to the 960PDX are even worse than the trunks to 480, because not only do you have distorted, yucky T carrier, you've got a 2600 buzz too. But let's make sure. 454 is an office in the Chicago sector through which I can get a very clear Chicago 400 Hz dial tone. So we'll be getting a very clean connection all the way to the Chicago switch, but then when we call 960, well, I suspect it's going to sound the same as it did from Atlanta.
R&D. Hello?
Now here are some calls to 238, which goes to Connecticut, which dials three digits into the PBX, and so far, all I've been able to get that doesn't go to reorder is rings and busies.
Night's drunk. I don't know why I got it. Let's try it again. I'm dialing 238, then any digit. That digit doesn't matter. And then 000. Testing, ma'am. What office did I just reach?
Van Wert.
What state is that?
Ohio.
Okay. What type of PBX do y'all have there? Is this the operator?
The relief operator.
Oh, the relief operator.
She'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
This was apparently a modem. It stayed off hook for a total of 18 and a half seconds. Here's where it hung up. By calling that number 3 times in a row and hanging up right after it answers, I was able to get a busy signal on the 4th call. Here's that busy signal, which if you listen carefully, has the sound of people talking in a room in the background. This comes from one of the Bell System's Crossbar PBXs, the 770, I think. The busy is talkable, and phones left off the hook. Go to it. I was going to say this happens a lot, but actually, it happens every time. Anytime you leave a phone off the hook in this type of PBX, everything that's said in the room gets broadcast over the busy signal. Here's an instance of it from Atlanta, 1978, dialed from my 87 step line to a PBX homing on the Buckhead ESS office. Just to be clear, I am not responsible for the ability to overhear conversations in the room. Western Electric is. This is how they designed their PBX. I didn't do anything but dial a busy number, and that busy signal always is transparent like that. That was Atlanta in late 1978. Now back to the Contelnet, July 1981.
293 is a code that goes through Chicago to some ESS Centrix, and so far, no matter what I've dialed, there's been only one thing I've been able to get, and that's a recording with an interesting ID on it.
Dialed. Please consult your directory or dial the operator or information local for assistance. This is a recording, RAOC3.
Your call cannot be completed as
dialed. Please consult your directory or dial the operator or information local for assistance. This is a recording, RAOC3.
The codes 222, 223, and 234 all rang directly off the Atlanta tandem. I discovered them at night, now it's the daytime, so I'm going to try each one and try to get an answer to determine what they are.
Well, 222 doesn't want to answer. Let me try the other.
Houston.
I'm sorry, what's this?
142, Houston.
Okay, thank you. Just testing.
Thank you.
So 223 plus any four digits rings an operator in Houston. I don't know whether she's got a key system or maybe a manual PBX, but the last four digits don't matter. Let's try 234.
Good afternoon, Condo Sports Industries.
What city did I just reach?
Savannah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Two 241 is an ESS Centrix, which is completed through Chicago. Chicago dials four digits.
Continental Fiber Drone.
What office did I just reach?
Address or?
Which one?
245 Eisenhower Lane, South Fiber Drone Division R&E.
Okay, is this...
Who did you want?
I was testing. Is this the Chicago area?
Well, it's a suburb of Chicago, Lombard, Illinois.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Two 241 did not provide access to the 9 line, the CCSA, or any tie lines, but in checking that out, I did get a recording from a familiar voice.
Unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number before dialing again. If you still need assistance, please dial your attendant. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
This is a recording that I'd not heard until now, done by that same Illinois Bell standard announcer we've been hearing elsewhere.
Please dial your attendant. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
The code 243 goes to the ContelNet Chicago switch, and from there rings an operator directly. In some of the original narrations, I refer to this situation as a Chicago ring down. Now it rings directly off the Chicago switch no matter what last four digits you dial, but the actual office might be in another state. Let's find out. Here's 243, dialed into my local Atlanta access number.
Hey, which office did I just reach?
This is Plant 141 in Cleveland.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
As you heard, Atlanta sent that to Chicago, which souped and put on the ringtone right away. Now I'll dial it into the Connecticut machine, whose dial tone I will get through 281.
Did you hear that? That was somebody dialing 8.
Hello? Hello?
That was definitely some sort of simultaneous seizure of trunk equipment. Someone, probably in the Richmond PBX, dialed 8. and probably because we came in at the very same time, got us instead of his dial tone, and instead of our dial tone, we got him. There are several ways in which that might have happened. I can't tell which one it was. Okay, so let's try again, getting a Connecticut dial tone via the 281 PBX, and on that, dialing the 243 code, which goes to that Cleveland operator, via Chicago. Since 243 rings directly off the Chicago switch, it follows that if I dial it on a Chicago dial tone, it'll begin ringing right away. And of course, if I use 480, which I'm trying to make famous for its dreadful T-carrier trunks, that ring is gonna sound like crap. Let's try it. 243, dialed on the Chicago dial tone via 480. Well, that did not disappoint.
Okay, let's do some more stacking.
What I'm trying to do here is build a really long call, and it's funny, in retrospect, I can't believe how I just thought nothing of this complexity. It didn't seem strange at all at the time. Now it seems ridiculous. And to make matters worse, I'm going to explain what I'm doing. Anyway, the first thing we're going to do is call the local Atlanta access number and dial 454-1811. That goes to the Chicago switch, which dials through an ESS Centrex to get to the 454 PBX, and that PBX does give us a Chicago CCSA dial tone. See you at the Chicago dial tone. Now 563 for Baltimore Centrex, plus 8 for the Connecticut CCSA dial tone, plus 281, the code for Richmond, which will be rotary dialed onto that dial tone without us hearing. To reach Baltimore, Chicago first calls Connecticut. Hello, Connecticut. And Connecticut is rotary dialing into the Baltimore Centrex. Hello, Baltimore. Now that 8 worked, and we're in the middle of calling 281-8111. So now we can dial the rest of the number. Now to Richmond, and here's the Connecticut CCSA dial tone via the Richmond PBX. Now let's call 454-1811 again to go back to the Chicago dial tone. This will add 4 more links to the connection. And boy, it sure sounds like it. Well, let's see if it'll hear me. Nope. Well, that's the game. If you're going to do stacking, in most cases, you are limited by the fact that your tones can only get so far down the line before the equipment at the distant end can't hear you anymore. And it's always sort of a game of chicken or risk to see, well, could I get four more links and have it still hear me? But no, the last dial tone we got, Chicago via 454 again, just couldn't hear, so that's as far as this call went. I should have just called my destination instead of adding those last four links. Let's hit a few touch tones just to see how this connection echoes and such, then hang up and start another one. This is the Chicago dial tone via the 454 PBX. To get here from Atlanta, we went through the Chicago switch, which used an ESS Centrex to get to a PBX, and then the PBX connected us to this when it got the 8. (281-8111), which goes to Connecticut, and then Richmond, which gave us this dial tone from the Connecticut switch. And let's dial 454-1811 again. We've added four more links to get back to a Chicago dial tone. And I'm going to dial 794-1511, which is a way to get the Atlanta CCSA dial tone via the Columbia, South Carolina PBX. The Chicago switch connected us to Atlanta, which dialed 511 into the Columbia PBX. 5 is the code for CCSA in Columbia, and so here we are sitting on an Atlanta CCSA dial tone, which can't hear me. Oh well, it was fun anyway. Let's do another, starting with the Chicago dial tone via 454. That time, we got a connection to Chicago right off the bat that was just plain too loud, and so it went into oscillation until the touchtone converter timed out. However, according to a note on the original tape which follows, my biggest problem is that there were so many trunks that just plain don't work.
I want to mention here that I've run the tape back a lot of times and not kept failed calls on tape. Most of the failures are not due to transmission, but due to equipment just not working.
Okay, here again is the Chicago CCSA dial tone reached via 454, and this time I'm going to dial 563. That code for the Baltimore Centrex, followed by an 8, followed by 454. That was the touchtone converter dropping out, and now here's Connecticut, which is dialing 8454 into that Baltimore Centrex. The 8 is going to work. Hello, Baltimore. At this point, 8 plus 454 has already been dialed, so we can dial 1811 to get back to that Chicago dial tone again. We're back to Chicago, and probably it will be able to hear me, so let's call Columbia. Oops. Guess not.
Now that stack failed for the right reason, poor transmission.
Here's an example of what happens way too often. I'm calling 454-1811 on our original Atlanta dial tone. We've gone through to Chicago, you can hear the carrier noise. But normally when we're calling 454, it goes off hook. This time it didn't. And that is the sort of thing that happens way more often than these tapes would lead you to believe. Let's try the same thing again. This time I got a Chicago dial tone and tried calling Richmond, and...
You know, sometimes I wish I were a troubleshooter for whoever is in charge of this network, because there are a lot of bad trunks and other things like that, which could very easily be fixed if they found them, but apparently they don't find them. Because the very same bad trunks that existed 8 months ago are still here and still bad.
However, sometimes you get one properly adjusted trunk after another, and you really can stack them up a good ways, even to the point where you can barely hear from one end to the other, but the call does go through. That's what happens next. I'm going to get a Chicago dial tone via 454, Connecticut dial tone via Richmond, then again Chicago via 454, then Connecticut via Richmond, then an Atlanta dial tone via Columbia 794, and then on that, I'll dial my number. Since I only have one phone line, I'll be coming in on my own call waiting. Barely audible, but it's the Atlanta dial tone via Columbia. Now my own number. It's barely audible, but you can hear the ringtone of the call back to myself way off in the distance. When I flash my hook, I will answer the incoming call, and then each subsequent flash will toggle between the outgoing and the incoming side. Let's go ahead and answer the call.
Well, this has even more links than the last one. There's one CCIS link in this thing, only one. I think there is, hold on. Yeah, I checked. This call is going from Atlanta to Chicago to the 454, back to Chicago to Connecticut to 281, back to Connecticut to Chicago to 454, back to Chicago to Connecticut to 281, back to Connecticut, then it's CCIS to Atlanta, and then Atlanta goes SF to 794, and then we're going back to Atlanta SF again, then from Atlanta to a Bell System line on the call to me. So, let me touch tone and stuff on both sides. This is the incoming. This is the outgoing. It's a vague echo there. You can hardly hear from one side to the other. You heard how low the ring was. Well, let me hang up on the outgoing now. This is it.
That was a good one. Let's play that last part again, starting with being on the incoming call when the disconnect had already begun. There aren't any more stacks in the tape series. There would have been, but my research was rudely interrupted one day.
The number dialed is invalid.
However, the research did continue, and the next program contains more. And if you enjoyed this program, you will enjoy the next one. I originally thought I'd have to get into the super complicated stuff next, but I don't. And it's a good program. That's next. Inserting narration into the stack process, I froze time, because in fact, talking for more than 10 seconds would cause ContalNet to time out.